Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our epistle lesson from Hebrews chapter 11. Well, good old Abram. Abram, in our first reading there from Genesis, well, he's complaining to God. By this time, God had told him to leave his homeland, and so he took up all of his possessions and his family and everything, and he went to this place that God told him to go to. He did. And as he got there, God said to him, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed through you. And he said, okay, sounds good, but I've got no kids. Well, not too soon after he arrived there in the land of Canaan, there was a famine. So he had to go down to Egypt there so he could feed everybody. So that they did. And they came back. Still no kids. But yet in the meantime, God blessed him. God blessed him in all kinds of ways. His possessions grew to the point where, well, he and his nephew Lot, they had to separate. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. You know, Lot went one way and Abraham went another. Still, no kids. And yet, God comes to him yet again and reminds him, you know, your reward is going to be great. And Abraham's, again, is thinking to himself here, I've got no kids. How can I have a great nation? How can I become a great nation when I've got no kids? And God says, go outside. Look up there at the stars. Count the stars if you can. So shall the number of your descendants be as numerous as the stars. Well, he believed God. And God credited it to him as righteousness. Still, he had no kids. Faith. Gotta have faith. Faith is defined in our second reading for today as this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith. The assurance of things hoped for. You know, assurance there, that's supposed to inspire confidence. And what do we have here? For Abram, the only assurance that he's receiving from God is his word. Right now, it would seem that Abram has nothing. No kids. Well, when Don and I made the decision to go to the seminary, we were living in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Now, I was a salesman for Deluxe Check Printers at the time, and so my sales territory was from the Missouri line on the north side there of Arkansas all the way down to Louisiana and all along the Oklahoma border. So it was a little narrow strip there, but it went from north to south. And so while we're there, decided to go to the seminary there. Well, that meant that, well, we had to apply to seminary, and I got accepted, and so then that meant that we need to put our house up for sale. And so we did that, about March or so. And we were figuring that, well, if the house sold here fairly quickly, then we could go up there to the seminary that summer, and I could start with summer Greek. Well, the summer came, and the summer went. No sale. No going to the seminary. In fact, a whole year went by, and there weren't any offers. And if I didn't go up that second summer, I would have to reapply to the seminary all over again. And what were we going to do? Well, we decided that, well, I would go ahead and go on up to the seminary that summer, starting off there in June, and then Don and the kids, at that point in time, we had two children, they would move up in July. We had to wait for seminary housing to open up, so I lived in a dorm for a month. Wasn't the ideal situation, but we just figured that, well, it's better than trying to reapply and stick around there in Arkansas. So we just figured that, well, we just go ahead and go on up there and just rent our home. Faith. God told Abraham that he would be blessed. And he was. Financially, he was very blessed. And even though situations developed that weren't the ideal situations for him to be in, he was still blessed. Faith means hanging in there with God even though you haven't seen it all yet. Now, I had been at the seminary 3 weeks in the summer of 1991 when Donna called me. She said, somebody came by to look at our house today. And this is all happening, like I say, a week before she was to move up. It's kind of strange, she thought. She's like, hey, you know, we've got boxes everywhere. My parents had come down from Kansas City to help box up everything so that they could make the move. And they came back by later in the day. She told me, it's like, kind of strange. But the good thing is that they made an offer on the house. But it had one condition. I'm like, what's that? She goes, well, they wanted a delayed closing. And what's that mean? And so she said, well, they need to sell their house in Tulsa so that they could move to Arkansas before they could actually buy our house. So they need to get the equity out of their home there before they could put it in on our house. And, you know, we just wait for that to happen. And I'm thinking, well, who are these people? Turns out that this person who wanted to buy our house was an Assembly of God pastor. He had one day to look for homes. He looked at 30 homes that day, and he chose ours. I told her, well, this is our one and only offer that we've had in a year. We accepted their offer. Yet Abram here still had no kids, no descendants, no nation. How was this all going to be? God said to Abram, you need to hang in there with me. Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars. Abram still had to be thinking at his age, really? That's what it's going to be? Numerous as the stars? You know, it'd just be easier if I just had one, God, you know? That'd be a good start. He had to be struggling with all of this. It was not a great situation. Well, Don and our two kids moved up there at the end of June, and the folks who bought our house moved in. In fact, it was kind of interesting. Part of the decision there to buy our house was that, you know, it was the third week in June, and they wanted to move in July 1st. They moved out on June 30th. So here they are. He'd send me a check that basically covered my mortgage. And so that was all right with me, you know. Okay, so while he's there in the house, you know, he's getting ready to buy. Anything that breaks down, he has to fix. So I'm just kind of hands off. This is good. Covering my mortgage. So 1 month went by, 2, 3, 4, 6 months went by. And so he called me up and said, hey, can we re-up this? And I said, sure. So we re-upped the contract. Another 6 months went by. Re-upped it. Another year went by. Re-upped it. Another year went by. Re-upped it. You know, when you go to the seminary, you're there 2 years, and then you go away for vicarage for a year, and then you come back for your fourth year. So here we were, back at the seminary for my fourth year. And it was right before Christmas, my fourth year there at the seminary. And he calls me up and he says, hey, I've accepted another call to another church. Can I get out of the contract? What am I supposed to do? I mean, I could hold this guy's feet to the fire and say, no, you need to honor the contract. You need to buy my house. But yet, this is another servant of the Lord. God's calling him to another place so he can serve. What are we going to do? Don and I decided to let him out of the contract. 3.5 years later, we get our house back. You know, I'm thinking, God, what are you doing? I'm here at the seminary. I'm getting ready to serve you. And the number of our descendants went from 2 to 4 over that period of time. So now I've got 4 dependents instead of descendants. But anyway, you know, I'm sitting here saying, Lord, you know, how am I supposed to, right here at Christmas time, go back down to Arkansas, clean up the house, get it ready for sale? What are we going to do? What are you doing? Sometimes we wonder if God is going to come through. You know, we're here Sunday after Sunday, and we wonder about stuff like that. We got things that are going on in our lives, and doubt starts to creep in. We wonder if he's really listening. You know, it's like, Lord, there's billions of people on this planet, and are you really hearing my prayers? Are you really thinking about me? We struggle sometimes. Faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. Abram, who was renamed by God Abraham to be the father of many nations, was commended by God because by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Does that verse sound familiar? It should. That's the verse for our comfort dog, Abraham. It all speaks about hanging in there with God, even when we don't see it. He knows this about us. Quite frankly, that's why God gives us the sacraments. You see, we are a tangible people. We need to be able to see it, touch it, taste it, feel it, all those kinds of things. And that's why God gives us baptism. For in there, we've got something tangible. We've got water and God's word. That's important for us because in our baptisms there, God marks us as his own. There, we receive the forgiveness of sins and the hope of everlasting life. See, God knew that there was nothing tangible that we could do to save us from our own sins. That's why Jesus came to this earth. That's why he died on the cross for you and me, earning forgiveness of our sins. It was all God's doing. That's also why, even though we are baptized just once in one point in time of our lives, we can go back to that point in time of our lives, know that God claimed us as his own, but we still need more assurance. And we receive that in Christ's body and blood. There in the bread and wine, we are assured yet again that God comes to each and every one of us personally. And he says, yes, indeed, you are mine. You are forgiven. You have the hope of everlasting life. That is ours. Faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We got our house right back before Christmas, and one of our members of our church in Arkansas was a realtor. We called her up, said, hey, Cheryl, told her the situation. We got our house back, you know, I'm going to have to come down there and clean it up. She goes, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that for you. I'll get it cleaned up, put it back on the market. We'll get it done within a month. She did. A couple weeks later, she called me up. She goes, hey, I got an offer on your house, and it was for your asking price. And I said, we'll take it. She called me up a week later. She goes, I got some good news, and I got some bad news. Give me the bad news first. She said, well, the woman who wanted to buy your house, well, she backed out of the deal, so you've got $500 in earnest money. And I'm thinking, well, that'll almost cover my mortgage. It'll go towards that. That's okay. I said, well, so what's the good news? She goes, well, I got another couple who made an offer on your house, even more than the first offer. And I'm like, really? I said, but no delayed closings, though, okay? And she said, no, it's okay. They're pre-approved. And they bought our house. This delayed closing ended up being a blessing. A blessing because we would have used the equity in our house there at the beginning of the seminary years to pay for our expenses. We made means to get through that without having to do that. And now that we got the equity out of our home, that enabled us to buy a home for our first call down in Florida. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is knowing that God wants the best for us. God took care of us through Jesus. God gives us all that we need Sometimes those struggles are real. Sometimes I feel like you have to go out and build your own ark. They're that big. Or they seem to be that big. Sometimes the struggles are within yourself, and sometimes the struggles are for others too. But through it all, God is right there with us each and every step of the way. That's why he gives us reassurances like we're about to receive here in the Lord's Supper. Because when we go up there, and we are assured yet again that our sins are forgiven and we have the hope of everlasting life, this is God saying to us, I've got you. So have faith. Have faith through our Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.